Now we are going to comment on the Innovation Award nominees and winners, starting precisely from those of JS class. Let me share the screen here. And we are going to comment on the nominees of March 2016. There were only two, and in more recent months there were more, so it is for now let's just comment on this. Arthur, which one would you like to comment?
Let me comment on photo share screen first. So the package I wanted to comment on is jQuery Free Stable Calm and Rolls. It's developed by Agustin Rios Reyes from Mexico, and well, it can basically freeze rows or columns of a specific table. I think many of you would be familiar with the functionality in like an Excel spreadsheet where you can freeze the row. So when you scroll it horizontally, the first row always stays there, or a column. And I think there were also screenshots showing that. So as you see, both of them are frozen, and when you scroll to the left to the right, they will still remain here. And it's all in the HTML tables.
Yeah, this is interesting. I can understand how you... Well, I'm not sure if I understand. they can freeze the columns. Say they appear in the same position, and I'm not sure what is the trick. Could it be like changing the making it two tables, or it's
maybe actually maybe we can try to.
Unfortunately, there is no demo that we could take a look easily.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but possibly either there are two tables or simply creating something that looks similarly to the table but absolutely positioned above it.
Yeah, well, that's a cool effect. I've never seen something that could freeze either rows or and columns.
So, and Agustin got one ebook of choice by Pact for this package.
Okay, so let's move on. I'm going also to comment on another package. This one is a bit different than usual because it's a Chrome extension. Let me share the screen here. Actually, I was already sharing the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I was looking at the wrong window. Anyway, the idea here is that what this extension allows is once you access a page, it can perform certain automatic extension, mean actions. For instance, if you go to a certain page and want to automatically click on the button that says that you accept cookies, like it is required in Europe, you can do that, can program the extension to do that for you. So we don't, if you want to reload the page, you don't have to do that all the time. And this is a very interesting extension developed by Anders Toth that so far has been sending very interesting extensions, not just this one, apart from other packages. And
so you want to say it's not the first Chrome extension? There are no more?
Yes, there are more. Now I wonder if he published before or after, but I think he published already an extension that handles webcams.
No, it's in next month. We'll comment on next month.
Okay. I was not looking there. Anyway, for this, Andres picked downloaded book from O'Reilly. And so let's move on and take a look at how are the rankings for the Innovation Award winners of 2016. So far, Endestoth is the leader with 3 packages and 12 points, followed by Dantigny Francois from France with 3 packages and 11 points. Then there is Juan Jose from Spain with 1 pack and 6 points, Evaldo Zmoniak from Brazil with 1 pack and 5 points. Then there is Dan Tan from France and Stephen Chapman with...
Why there was a pause on the Brazil? Did you not recognize the flag?
Sorry?
There was a pause before the Brazil.
Yeah, I was wondering if I was pronouncing this name right, because it is not usual. This is probably, could be a name from somebody from Latvia. Zimon.
No, definitely not. More like Polish, maybe, or Czech.
Yeah, maybe. Because there is people in Brazil from all around the world. At least in the past, there was many immigrants coming from all countries. And as I was saying, Dan Tan and Stefan Chapman are tied with 1 package and 3 points. Pravin Sonawane from India with 1 package and 2 points. Then there is Agustin Rios Reis, Farah Adur Rahim, and Mark Rolich tied with 1 package and 1 point. Now, for countries, things are starting to get changed. It's no longer that same order of the same winners, because we have multiple people from different countries. So France for now is ahead with 4 packages and 14 points. Hungary with 3 packages and 12 points follows in second place. Spain 1 package and 6 points. Brazil 1 package and 5 points. Australia 1 package and 3 points. India with 1 package and 2 points. Armenia 1 package and 1 point. Mexico with 1 package and 1 point. And Bangladesh with 1 package and 1 point. So this is for the JavaScript Innovation Award. For the PHP Innovation Award, things are getting more crowded, because in March, there's a record of submissions, I mean, innovative submissions. There were like 18 and some very good ones. And but let's comment about them. Arthurs, which ones would you like to comment?
Well, I share my screen. I can ask you, did you already use the new approval policy on the packages?
Sorry?
You mentioned something about new policy for approving packages, like approving them and checking them out later on and stuff like that.
Yes, that is being done. So the authors don't have to wait so much for to know if their packages are okay. So the pre-approval is in place. Although sometimes I lag a bit. For instance, today there are like 8 packages being submitted to the PHP classes site. It was like a record. But it's not usual, because there are also days that there are no packages being submitted. So it fluctuates a bit. And now I'm lagging on the pre-approval queue, but I hope to catch up later today.
Imagine if you would not have a pre-approval tool. That it would be even worse and
slower. I think it helps to put the anxiety of the author that he's not sure if this package is right. Well, at least that was something that some authors told me. If they think it was taking some time to approve, because there is a queue, and actually the queue is getting quite big against my will, because I'm working on a new project, as I mentioned in the PHP, at the end of the PHP podcast. So I'm a bit delayed to finish the approval, but at least in this month of March, there are many approvals and many innovative packages.
One last question. How correlate to innovation nomination? So if packages pre-approved in 1 month and then approved in the other months, it...
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. Actually, what counts is the approval date, not the pre-approval. The pre-approval is more to say, oh, it's all right with your package. And eventually, I'll adjust the description because I usually keep the description of the author put originally. Sometimes not, sometimes already try to edit. And that also helps me to balance a bit, because sometimes there are many packages in 1 month to be nominated, and other packages in another month are not so many packages, and sometimes I switch the order of approval, so I can balance the innovative packages. But for instance, March there were like 18 nominees, and I thought, oh, maybe in April there are not so many, but there are still 16 to be nominated. But okay, I'm not complaining. As long as the users are sending more innovative packages, it is interesting because innovative packages aggregate more to the site and the community in general. But okay, let's comment about the packages. We have many packages to comment. Arthur, please go ahead and make it fast.
So the first one I want to comment is, I actually never imagined I would tell this word combinations, but it's a PHP Game Boy emulator. So at first I was, what? PHP Game Boy emulator? I thought it would be just a package that uses PHP to launch a JavaScript browser side app or something like that. But it's actually quite a little more interesting. It emulates a Game Boy games in console, and it looks something like this. So it was really interesting to see it.
It's quite innovative. I'm actually very impressed. Definitely. It's not trivial to implement that.
It's definitely innovative and really complicated. And as author describes, author who is Gabriel Couto from Brazil, as he describes, some people will ask me, why did you do that? Well, a friend asked me what PHP can do. So I thought about for a while and the idea came up. So yeah, you can do even stuff like that with PHP. Of course, we cannot demo it. We don't have a console here. But well, basically, everyone understands that it's some emulator of Game Boy games that you can run in the console using PHP. And Gabriel got one, the first one that requested the elephant mascot.
Actually, there are a couple comments I wanted to make about that. One is that the elephant was sent to him, and I'm trying to find, because I thought I have pinned down the post in PHP Classes community in Facebook. But, this is the one. Now I have pinned it to the top. So let me, am I sharing the screen already? No.
Nope.
And I want to show it, how did it look? So this is the one that he received. Not only he gets the elephant, but also gets this stripe,
which
is personalized with his name.
Personalized.
Yeah, and PHP Innovation Award winner, March 2016. And he already got it. He was very happy with it. Actually, there are some comments here. And with this, I hope this encourages him and others to send more innovative packages. Okay, that was the first comment. Second comment is that I already told this, but the following month, so far, no inner peak of the elephant. Why not? Maybe the elephant is not being noticed. That is a prize now. It's not a decoration in the page. So, yeah. Anyway, I had to produce a new batch of elephants because I ran out of the last batch, and I hope they arrive soon. So, I also need to wait. But anyway, you were talking about that package. It is very interesting, and I would like also to comment that another thing that Gabriel did interesting is to use Braille characters to plot graphics in the
in the
console.
I thought there were some kind of different characters that I did not see before.
And actually they are. How many times have you seen the...
Very rarely, yeah.
Braille character.
Yeah, because as you can see, it's not exactly each dot by dot pixel drawing. It's really drawing by characters. And so it's in Braille. It makes sense why I did not recognize them.
So you have to map the actually what appears on screen. What should appear on screen to Braille characters. So not only it was hard because he has to emulate the Z80 8-bit processor of the Game Boy to run this. I'm just not sure where he got the files for the Game Boy games. I don't know, are these public domain? Maybe not.
Probably you can download them from somewhere.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on. We have many other packages.
Yeah. For some reason, we seem to stuck on the topics here. Okay, the next package I wanted to mention is Uxync, which was developed by Mohammed Al-Ashal from Egypt. And basically, it can run multiple tasks using so-called cooperative multitasking. It's basically when the callback function that you provide as a task uses a yield operator to pause some work and let other functions do some work and then return back to it.
Yes.
Thus, this way you kind of emulate the cooperative multitasking, and this class uses this yield, so all callback functions must have it. And that way you can execute all the long-term tasks in like parallel. And there is no price, I think, yeah.
Yeah, actually did not respond, I don't know. Sometimes there are people that are not responding.
Okay, the next one is PHP, Dreamweaver, Password Decoder, and Encoder. So I think Dreamweaver is some kind of application for web developers, I think, which can also connect to remote servers, FTP, and stuff like that. And there is some in password management system internally that encodes your password and stores it. And this PHP class can retrieve them, decode them, or even encode and enter new passwords, as I understand. And it was developed by Johnny Mast from the Netherlands. And he got one copy of the Zen Studio for this package. Next package is also quite interesting. It's a PHP one-time URL. So it generates a link for the user that can be used only one time, which of course is usable for password restorations, for example. So you don't have to implement the mechanism of checking and stuff like that. This class should handle all of that. And it was developed by Dan From Denmark.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a wordplay or not. Because he's Dan from Denmark. Yeah. But yeah. And he got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. Next one is a PHP Nginx config, which can read and write Nginx configuration files. So I even wondered if your PHP is running on Nginx server, that you could actually modify the stray configurations runtime, then you only need to reload it. So you need to have what was PHP command for executing command line of commands in command line. If you have access to it, so you can dynamically change your PHP Nginx configurations from PHP. And it was developed by Alexei Nemirov from Russia. And he got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. The next package is PHP Secure MySQL Query. So sometimes you want to store some sensitive information in the database, and there are internal built-in functions in MySQL that you can use to encrypt and decrypt them. And I think this package is used exactly them. And so there is an example. So basically you can provide which text to crypt and provide some kind of salt, I think, or a number for encryption. And this package was developed by Elias Acevedo Sierra from Colombia, and no price.
Yeah, I think he also did not respond. Or no, that's it.
Okay, next one is PHP MySQL buffered queries. Again, another interesting feature. I think it's in MySQLi that you can MySQLi multi-query. You can execute multiple queries in one call, and this class uses this functionality internally. And it was developed by Christian V from France, and he got one ebook of choice by Pat for this package. I don't know if there are any performance gain from executing multiple queries at once, probably connecting to the database and stuff like that.
Multiple cores usually serve as multiple cores.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Also, it can take advantage of parallelism, asynchronous functions that are waiting for the I/O operations to finish, like to access database files. So internally, MySQL probably takes advantage of that. And if you send multiple queries, you can also perform multiple results. That can be good for, like, for instance, when you are loading data when you create those backup files from MySQL that are basically a bunch of inserts. So you can send multiple inserts, and in the end, MySQL will optimize that.
Yeah, handles the role themselves as it seems necessary.
Yeah.
Yes, that sounds okay. And the next package is PHP PDF line charts. So this package can allow you to compare data by generating a line chart in the PDF. So as you see, it would look something like this, which is actually probably not that easy to do. And it was developed by Luciano Salvino from Argentina, and he got one downloadable copy of Komodo IDE for this package. And the last one I wanted to mention is a Laravel auto-generated form. So what this class does, it can take model classes, which defines some field types, and generate form based on these model classes, which of course makes this easy. You don't have to handle with the HTML forms yourself. They would be created from the model class. And it was developed by Luciano Filho from Brazil, and he got Source Guardian PHP encoder 2 for this package. So I think that's all on my part.
Okay, I also would like to comment on a few packages. Actually, we have so many packages to comment that I need to run. Let's see if I can put it in the right place. So the first package that I want to comment once I start screen sharing is this one that does something amazing. I had to actually study it to understand what it does. It is basically a package that implements a MySQL replication client. I actually had to try to understand how the replication works in MySQL. Basically, there is a server, a master server that replicates database change events to the slaves. And basically, the slaves have to connect to the master to receive the database change events. The amazing thing that the author did, Kasper Rowinski from Poland, is that implemented a client in PHP. Maybe this is probably not something that you use every day, but it's amazing and very innovative. You can actually see what is going on using this client of MySQL replication to see what is going on a server.
So basically it's a PHP client which receives all the database update events. So you can log them or debug the replication stuff and stuff like that.
Exactly. So, I don't know if you would debug, but at least could see what is going on the master. Because that's what the slaves do. They just pull information and update their copy of MySQL database files. And that's it. And for this, Casper chosen a subscription of the PHP Architect magazine. The other package that I wanted to comment is also something that is not usual, but could be very useful. For instance, when you have to set up an object and set also dependent objects, it uses reflection to determine which are the dependent objects and create those objects automatically. And this way you can have the object automatically set. So the package is called PHP Auto Dependency Injection. And it was developed by Aleksandar Zivanovic from Serbia. And he did not yet pick the prize because there are other winners still waiting to tell me which prize they won. So he was in number 16, but he'll get to his turn. Hopefully he still can pick a nice prize.
Do you even have 16 prizes in the list?
No, but sometimes I think there are like 14. But there are always authors that skip the prizes or do not respond, and I have to move on.
True.
Okay, the next package that I want to comment is PHP OAuth Loginer, which is basically a package that implements an alternative form of logging using either Facebook, Google, or Twitter via OAuth. And it already sets up the sessions for to store the details. I mean, the records of the user to store the details using MySQL database. It can pick the name, the email, the gender, first and last name, picture, data. If the provider provides that information, of course. And this package was developed by Mohamed El Bajat from Morocco. And this is one of the authors I'm still waiting for him to tell me the price. So if he is listening, please contact back, because you are holding the others to get their price. So then moving on, the next package that I want to come with, PHP VC Math extension, again from Kasper Ruinsky. He developed a package that implements additional functions that the BCMath extension does not provide, like floor, seal, round, ABS, min, max, and rand. So BCMath is an extension that implements arbitrary precision math. So it's not like integer or floats. Provides unlimited number of digits on each number. So he implemented these additional functions that are not available on on this extension. I think you already picked a prize before, so he only gets to pick one prize, exactly. So it is not entitled to a price for this package, just for one package at the moment. So moving on, the next package is PHP Print EPL, which is basically a language that can be used to print labels. So it defines the details of a label and generates a PRN file using EPL commands that can be sent to a Zebra printer to print those labels. This is very specific, but it's still innovative and very useful. The author is Thiago Abrantes from Brazil, and he did not yet pick a prize because it didn't come turn to his place, but hopefully it will get soon. And the next package is Keyword to Client. This is useful, although it depends on an API, but it's very useful. For instance, when you want to evaluate if certain keywords are more searched or not, that may it uses this keyword tool API to retrieve keyword suggestions that may autocomplete given keywords that you provide. And it can also filter by country and language, so you can only get keywords for specific languages and markets. And is on number 13, did not yet pick a price. So the next package is interesting for those that are interested in the UK Premier League. Basically, it calls an API to retrieve all the details of this this league of football in the UK. So if you are a soccer fan, you probably want to use something that is based on this package. And sorry, the author name is Vince. Did not yet pick a prize. And the next package is more interesting for people that deal with chemistry. I had a hard time trying to understand what this does. I hope I have presented the description in accurate terms, because I'm not into chemistry. But the package here, it seems to deal with the calibration curves which have to do with concentration of substances in samples. So if we have a sample of some material that some liquid that you have could be a mix of many things, this calibration curve seems to be helpful to determine that. So it's very, very specific for chemistry. So the author is Jose Manuel from Spain. So moving on to one last package. This one is also very specific to those that use OpenCart, which is e-commerce PHP application. And it can generate sitemaps for an OpenCart site. If you have an e-commerce site, there's an OpenCart, eventually you have like the thousands of files, and you have to generate a sitemap to provide to Google or other search engines that may be very large. So it can generate those sitemaps and divide them in multiple parts, because there are limits for sitemaps, and it can also, I think, compress them. So it takes less time to download. So the author is István Dobrevente from Hungary. And congratulations for him. And this is the last one that I comment. So moving on to the Innovation Award rankings, which are getting also very competitive. Individually, we have first Dave Smith with 4 packets and 32 points, and Christian Vig from France is getting closer, 4 packets and 30 points. Then follows Johnny Mast with 2 packets and 28 points, Kasper Rinsky, 2 packets and 24 points, Luciano Salvin, 2 packets and 24 points, Bharat Parmar with 2 packets and 19 points, Gabriel Cotto with 1 packet and 18 points, Mohamed Hashal with 1 packet and 17 points, Dan Fram from Denmark, 1 packet and 16 points, Alexei Nemirov with 1 packet and 16 points. By country, things are already messed up. They are not like in the JavaScript JS classes Innovation Award that it almost maps one winner to one country, because we have many packages from different authors in the same country. So first there is United States with 9 packets 61 points, then India with 4 packets 45 points, then Brazil with 3 packets 36 points, France with 5 packets 32 points, Argentina with 3 packets 29 points, the Netherlands with 2 packets 28 points, Egypt with 2 packets 27 points, Spain with 3 packets 25 points, Poland 2 packets and 24 points, that is tied with Italy, with same packets and points, of course. So with this, we reach the end of the Innovation Award. Good to see that there are many packages, in many authors sending innovative packages. Sometimes there are more innovative packages than non-innovative packages. No, it's not like that, but sometimes that's what it looks. And with this, we practically end with this Innovation Award report. Hope to see more innovative packages from all of the great authors that have been contributed. So on behalf, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.